Do our cities and towns have problems that are too big for local government? How will we combine our local and county governments? Should more of our officials be appointed rather than elected? Why do we need a Florida Department of Urban Affairs? You'll get answers to these and other questions as we look into the Florida future, local government. These programs giving perspectives on the state's next 10 years are produced by Radio Center, the University of Florida, in cooperation with the Altrusa Club of Gainesville. The guest on this program is Manning Dower, author of Florida's Reapportionment Plan and chairman of the Political Science Department at the university. Here to talk with him is Jack Detweiler.
Dr. Dower, one of the reasons that we asked you to talk with us today was to discuss the problems of local government. Certainly in the next 10 years, the urban problems will be some of the most pressing problems that Florida will have to face. At the outset, I'd like to ask you, are these local problems too big for a local government alone to solve?
I don't think that local government alone can solve them. This is a problem that it demands the best attention of the federal government, the state governments, and the local governments. All three need to cooperate.
What are some of the pressures that have been created by this population shift from rural areas to the cities?
This creates a number of economic changes. We have had the Industrial Revolution. We have had mechanization. This means that you need skilled rather than unskilled workers. And in turn, this sets up a great amount of pressure on the educational system, so that the educational system is important at the level of the grammar schools, the high school, the vocational school, and then for professional and general training at the college and university levels.
Well, Dr. Dower, how about in the field of government itself?
In the field of government, we need to a great deal of new creative thinking, what has often been called creative federalism at the federal level.
What are some of these problems that you think they should deal with?
Well, let's look at the state level of government first. At the state level of government, you need a Department of Urban Affairs. At the federal level, Congress has created such a department 2 years ago with the Housing and Urban Development Department. But as yet, we do not have this at the state level. Some 10 states, many of them not so populous as Florida. Florida today is the ninth most populous state. But some of the other states have created departments of urban affairs. We have no such department. We are still running on the Constitution of 1885. We need to restructure the planning and zoning authority of local units of government. We need to revamp our tax structure. We need to consider new measures for coordination of law enforcement, and finally, there are many other types of state institutions that need new programs.
Now, Dr. Dower, shifting to the local level, you mentioned the Constitution of 1885. What is the structure of local government that it provided, and I assume the structure that we're still operating under?
In the local governments, we still have the idea that county government should be predominantly rural. Furthermore, that the voters should directly elect the county officials. And we have from 20 to 25 separate officials, all elected at the local level. Most of these are provided in the state constitution. This is not a structure of government suitable, since the functions of the county have changed so that it demands highly trained personnel, and it demands coordinated action, and it demands full-time officials to handle local questions. Of course, it should continue to have a local board of county commissioners, but that's a problem. That at present, the county commissioners cannot coordinate the separately elected officials. In the second place, our structure of local government provides for cities and towns. In some counties, we have as many as 28 separate cities and towns. These, again, are not coordinated the one with the other, nor with the functioning of the county government.
Well, Dr. Dower, while our system may not be efficient with so many elected officials in so many varying capacities, it certainly would seem to be highly democratic. Isn't it desirable to have as many officials elected by the people as possible?
Not when you get past the point where the voter can properly understand what the function of each official is and what his qualifications are. And we pass that point of the voter being able to concentrate on it when we consider local government. We need a short ballot. We need officials with responsibility, and then the voters can more intelligently make their choice because they know that the very officials that they're electing are responsible for the general conduct of local government affairs.
You've mentioned that our system makes separate provision for counties and cities, assigning some functions to counties and some functions to cities. Is this distinction between county and city government still valid today?
I do not think that in the urban and metropolitan areas the distinction between county and city government is any longer valid. Regardless of the unit of government, we find that people who live in the suburban areas now want the same types of services. They want law enforcement. They want adequate educational facilities. They need fire protection. They need adequate roads, adequate streets, adequate bridges, adequate playgrounds, adequate library facilities, adequate provision for urban renewal, for, in some cases, public housing. Then they also need sanitary facilities. All of these are common to those who are living either inside the city or in the county.
You have mentioned how consolidation in a highly populated area would be helpful. How about in the sparsely populated areas of our state? Do you consider a type of government that might go beyond the bounds of our traditional county boundaries?
I think that the rural areas also need effective county government still to handle rural problems. But what should be done, hopefully, would be to consolidate counties. This would give the rural areas a broader tax base, and at the same time, I do not think the people would have the difficulty in reaching the county seat because public transportation and public roads would provide this. But by consolidating some of these counties, one would also get a better level of local official.
Dr. Dower, you've mentioned consolidation a number of times. I'm sure there are a number of plans, both here in Florida and across the nation. Could you describe some consolidation patterns for us?
Yes. In the first place, I think that from the standpoint of public education, there needs to be, even in a metropolitan or urban area, a separately elected county school board, probably at the county level. Such a county school board should then, in my judgment, appoint the county superintendent. This will permit voter attention to the vital problem of public education and will provide a functional division rather than a geographic division for local units. So that what I'm saying is in the county have a county school board responsible for all of the schools of that county. In the second place, we now move to the general services unit, which is to provide police protection, fire protection, planning, zoning, and all of the functions of local government. Now here, there are two separate types of plans that we have in Florida. The first type of plan is to keep the cities still in being, and then simply to authorize the county to carry out urban functions and perhaps to take some over from the cities. This is the Dade Metro pattern. The Dade Metro pattern has also been tried out elsewhere. In fact, Dade borrowed it from Toronto, Canada. However, I think that this problem creates a certain amount of overlapping, and there's not enough consolidation. The plan that I would suggest for the general functioning of government service agencies is the Duval County Plan. The Duval County Plan, in turn, follows the pattern of a plan that was worked out in Tennessee for Nashville and Davidson County in that state. In Duval, what this means is that you no longer have the separate city officials of Jacksonville and the separate county officials of Duval. You have one consolidated government to handle all of the local government questions except for the schools. I should mention there's an exception to this in that you do have three beach communities carry on functions in the eastern part of Duval County and the smaller town of Baldwin in the west part of Duval. But for the remainder of the county, all is done by one locally elected set of officials, and here you have a system where you have a countywide council and then a mayor, and he is the chief executive under this system.
Dr. Dower, could you very briefly review what you feel Florida needs to do at the state and local level to meet the growing pressures of urban problems?
I think, Mr. Detweiler, that under this concept of creative federalism, what we need are still further changes in programs at the federal level. Finally, at the state and local levels, we need, at the state level, a State Department of Urban Affairs. We need much enabling legislation at the state level. Then, at the local level, we need to forget the distinction between cities and counties. On the one hand, in the metropolitan and urban areas, we need to consolidate cities and counties into a single unit of government clustering around the county. On the other hand, we need to consolidate a number of counties. Finally, within these counties, we need two separately functioning systems of government. On the one hand, elected school board. On the other hand, an elected mayor and council for the combined county and city government systems.
Thank you, Dr. Dower, for sharing with us your viewpoints on the problems and some of the solutions that we might attempt in meeting the needs of our urban populations here in Florida.
Manning Dower, chairman of the Department of Political Science at the university and author of Florida's Reapportionment Plan, has talked with Jack Detweiler on this program in the series The Florida Future. These programs are produced at Radio Center, College of Journalism and Communications, the University of Florida, Gainesville, in cooperation with the Altrusa Club of Gainesville. This is Herschel Connor.